It looks different cause I moved out of home. I walk different cause I'm so in my zone. It looks different cause I moved out of home. I walk different cause I'm so in my zone. I walk different cause I'm so in my throne. Oh, I sit different cause I sit in my throne. Looks different cause I'm so in my zone. Walk different cause I'm so in my zone. Okay. Hey guys, welcome to Essence of God Space Radio. It's been forever, right? I moved out of home, which has been an exciting journey as much as it has been a wave. You know, like when you go to the ocean and the waves kind of just hit you and just like, and you go and you feel cleansed. You feel cleansed, you feel exhausted, you feel tired, but you know, you feel grounded. I don't know, the vibrations of the sand and the salt are just so amazing for that. But I'm so excited to like be back in this way because I've really missed this, and I felt like for a time I was out of touch with that ability to be able to communicate in this way. And I had to be, you know. For everything, there is a reason. Is it recording? Yes, okay. For everything, there is a reason and a season. So, welcome to season two, I guess. yeah. So what did I want to talk about today? You know, something that I found very interesting about my growth, just growing as a human being, is that I've had to come to terms with the fact that I have been addicted to certain cycles and certain ways of feeling and quote-unquote loving that haven't necessarily been the best of ways to live for me, for my health, for my well-being, as well as those around me, you know. So, you know, conventionally, you have a drama triangle with a victim, a perpetrator, and a savior, mediator of some sorts. And I found myself kind of vacillating and moving between the two of being victim or identifying as victim or mediator. And, you know, I never even thought about, or I didn't even want to entertain the thought that I actually might be a perpetrator of some sorts, right? This could be me hurting someone in a particular kind of way, or myself, or my environment, or my system, or my prosperity and my wealth. Like, I didn't even want to think about the fact that I could possibly be that person. So, long story short, I found this book called How to Break Your Addiction to a Person, because I was addicted to someone, and it's not that I was addicted to that person. I realized that, like, coming to grow out of certain cycles, I realized that it was a cycle that I was addicted to. So, what did this cycle entail? Well, it entailed very passionate and dramatic spurts of passion and attention and affection. And then it also contained a level of isolation and withdrawal that was almost too painful to even fathom. Like a withdrawal to, I don't like the shadow, but we're gonna have to live with it for a bit. yeah, I'll figure it out next time when I get my flow right. I've just never shot here like this. And then it also contained reconciliation and an even more heightened level of the passion. And also within that heightened level of passion, there, like, I would become more dependent on, you know, the other party. And also with that, there was disappointment because it's not the first high. And as a lot of you may know, like, you know, with drug addicts, actually, I don't like using that term. It makes me feel like I'm ostracizing them, as though, like, I don't have my own addictions. Not necessarily that I'm addicted to any form of substance, but I definitely do. I definitely have suffered from that kind of behavior. So, you know, what makes a person addicted most times to a very, very strong substance is that they're always chasing the first high. Right. And which is interesting with what we like to call love relationships. The idea that we're always gonna get what we got the first time we bumped into that stimuli, that thing, that stimulant, you know what I mean. So, yeah, that's what's been going on, you know? Lots of growing, lots of learning how to detach. Detachment. And the more I go deeper into it, I begin to understand that detachment transcends, it transcends, like there's facets to it. Like, it's not just this one-dimensional thing of, you know, cut it off. I'm not thinking about that. There's so many things to detach from, even from within. And I think the biggest detachment that I'm learning and growing stronger in is detachment from desire. So that's been an interesting journey. Ah, the shadow is bothering me. I don't know what to do. Give me 1 second. Let's see if I... Oh, okay. We're gonna have to live with it for now. Okay. So yeah, I'm gonna quickly go grab the I Ching. I'm gonna go quickly grab the I Ching, and then we're gonna wrap up this discussion. And then get some, also some words of wisdom from this, one of my favorite spiritual talkers, teachers. Okay, 1 second. Cool. Oh, by the way, this is an amazing book. The tea. Oh man, this book right here, shout out to the nigga that gave this to me, because, well, he lent it to me, but y'all know what I mean. Okay, so... Okay. This is interesting. Coming to meet. This is the reading we're getting for today. Darkness reappears unexpectedly. Caution and reticence are in order. It is a dangerous hour. Through an eruption of our inferior nature, darkness has interrupted the flow of light. The inferior can be quite seductive. And if we are not resolute in resisting it, the moment can be lost to misfortune. In oneself, this is a time to examine motives. Those which are of questionable honor should be uprooted and discarded. Be wary of situations that engage your ego and tempt you into anger, self-righteousness, or desire. Actively employ your higher nature to test the correctness of tempting ideas and circumstances, and that which seems suspicious most certainly is. In your conduct with others, practice modesty, independence, and patience with great discipline. Avoid anger or arrogance at all costs. Withdraw whenever you cannot meet another in a balanced and independent way. Neither encourage another to forego his balance nor indulge him if he does. Again, withdraw into stillness. If the circumstances indicate the presence of inferior influences, reticence and self-scrutiny are the order of the day. The time to control the inferior is in the beginning. Whatever negative emotion seeks expression now should be reined in before it builds momentum. Whew. Use your will to return to balance. I'm gonna read three. Okay. So, moods are indicators of my emotional C points. Set points, sorry, not C points. When you continue to focus on any thought, it becomes increasingly easy to continue to focus on it because the law of attraction is making more thoughts like it available to you. And so, emotionally speaking, When you continue to focus on any thought, it becomes increasingly easy to continue to focus on it because the law of attraction is making more thoughts like it available to you. And so, emotionally speaking, you are developing a mood or are achieving a habitual vibrational groove, so to speak, or a set point. That's so interesting. Do you see? I am a vibrational transmitter and receiver. In every moment, you are broadcasting a very specific vibrational signal that is instantly being understood and answered. And immediately, your present and future circumstances begin changing in response to that signal you are projecting. The entire universe right now is being affected by what you are offering. I can accept myself as a vibrational being. This is the last one. Once you begin to accept yourself as a vibrational being who attracts all things that come into your experience, once you understand the correlation between what you are thinking, feeling, and what you are receiving, then you hold the keys to get from wherever you are to wherever you want to be on all subjects. Oh my goodness, this wisdom. Yeah. Okay. I get it. Okay. So, you know, I find it very interesting how empowering it can be to be vulnerable enough to display one's flaws and setbacks and see how, you know, one can grow from just being able to speak about themselves in an open-hearted manner or the processes in which they're going through, because somewhere, somehow, we're all kind of going through the same thing, and we're doing and we're being done by each other. And it's just so interesting to me to observe the world through the eyes of the non-dual. That's very interesting. And the more I contemplate, the more I what I want to say is there's just such a beauty in stillness and emptiness, because from nothing, everything is created. And yeah, it is the emptiness of the cup that enables it to be full. So, I feel like my cup's being emptied often, and I'm allowing it to. So, drop your comments below. I'd love to hear your thoughts, and I'd also love to, in this season, engage with you guys a little more. So, ask your questions. Refer some articles, make me listen to a song, and we can chat. Maybe I can have you on Essence of God Space Radio. And in the coming episodes, I will be posting some of the stuff I shot with my beautiful friends, Courtney and Coco. Even though Coco didn't want to be seen. But yeah, we did a beautiful episode and something about compassion, and I think, you know, I've been waiting for the right time for it, and kind of feels like it's for this season, and the sun has set. I think this might be our vibe, sun setting. Okay, I love you guys, and stay open-hearted and fuzzy. Bye.